Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It is time to share the Twitter space. And then they're sharing, sharing is caring. That is what people say. Don't it's time to share the Twitter space. Here you go, Toshiori. Time to share the Twitter space. Hold up, it's promotion. Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. Time to share the Twitter space. Here you go. Okay. Hold up. I don't want to accidentally pin the wrong thing. There you go. Get pinned. Cool. Tweet, tweet, space. Yeah. Perfecto. Today's topic. I have clothes I'm supposed to wear. My mama says that I gotta wear them in case, like, I guess if they're too tight, too small, too big, or whatever, gotta return it. Where is it, actually? Hold up, you're gonna hear, like, a bunch of, oh man, I don't wanna make a mess, because then I have to fold this crap. Oh, whatever. You hear that? Yo. Dirty novel. Hold on. Yeah. I put it all in one bag. Okay, hold up. Oh, how's audio? I mean, besides scuffed, but like volume-wise. Cobra! Thank you for the SC. Oh my golly. Merry belated Christmas. Oh, you know what's weird? Well, first off, it's kind of weird, but I'm definitely gonna see a doctor. I promise, within the next year, I swear, I will actually go see one. I promise big time, guys. Big time. I know, disgusting. A doctor. All those apples in my starting soon screen. It feels like they were all for nothing, because now I actually got to see one. Well, hopefully I see one. Okay, promise revoked. It's only because, like, I don't know if it's the weather, but I have another headache today, basically. Okay, I gotta wear some outfits today. One of them, I'm pretty sure, is just pajamas. I'm pretty sure this one's gonna fit, though. Oh, you bought the New Year's voice pack. Sanagon, thank you. Oh, you know, I actually had a lot of difficulty in that thing. Am I allowed to do this? Hold up, let me check for... Okay, no bonks yet. Oh, wait, hold up. Let me go to the bonk channel. The yabba dabba doo! It looks safe for now. Boonser, thank you for that. I actually had a lot of difficulty for the Japanese script on that one, to be honest. It was because there's like some big fancy words. I just wanted to... Wait, hold up. No, hold up. Which one was this? This is a new... Wait, which one is this? This was a Christmas one? Or was this the other one? Okay, I'm pretty sure I still struggle with the Japanese, though. I'm pretty sure there was a lot of struggling. Let me look at this dress really quick. Looks cute! It looks nice! It kind of gives me like a granny feel, though. Yeah! It's a little gown. It looks kind of Hawaiian, to be honest. It looks good. What did you guys get for Christmas, by the way? You bought the V-piece? Oh, okay. I hope you enjoy it. Pickle Man, Jose, thank you. I'm glad you guys liked it. Oh, it was the closing one and the welcome one. Okay, those were hard. That was very difficult for me.
It's like, why are there so many big words in Japanese?
Thankfully there's like some sort of pronunciation guide, but I'm pretty sure even with that guide, I will struggle. Wow! I like this. I have more pajamas now, guys. I mean, sure. I look like a Hawaiian person. Like a Hawaiian punch. And then I break through your walls and I'm like, drink my Kool-Aid. I think that's how it works. Do 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 do. You like my Japanese pronunciation? I'm glad, Eric. Yoshi, too. You know, I bought a bath bomb, but I actually have not tried to use it. Oh, that reminds me, captions. Don't know if they're helpful, but it's funny because I was singing that song yesterday and it just told me to make a sandwich. Do do do. Are they the same? What's the same? Kagian, arigato gozaimasu. Ah, chotto matte kudasai. Let me translate. Oh, you were glad to hear my voice. Watashi no koe ga suki desu ka? Arigato gozaimasu. Yokatta. You gotta buy the voice packs soon. Ah, I hope you enjoy them. I like the second part of it because that one was pretty cute. I don't want to spoil it. And you guys know I'm really good at spoiling things. I can't help it. It's in my nature. She's like, "Oh, I like to spoil you guys." Okay, I got more pajamas. Oh, what did you guys get for Christmas? What was the best present? From my parents or from you guys? Those are two vastly different things. If you must know, my parents got me some clothes, but it's mostly underwear. They got me underwear because if they do not get me underwear, I basically have to request it. Here's the thing. With my stuff, I will tend to buy like technology gear, like maybe vlog cameras or things to stream. I'll be like, underwear? There's no reason to buy that. I will not be streaming with, well, I'll be wearing it, but I will not be showing my thing for content. Although I did think about it for a stream thing. It's just cute. It's not really my type, but my mama gave it, so I must keep it. Yeah, I don't really like this outfit. This one's like a blue looking blouse. I don't know, it makes me feel like an adult. Disgusting. Looks a little too not mature. It just looks not fun. My fashion is like gothic Lolita stuff, except I won't actually wear the Japanese gothic Lolita thing because I would look weird if I wear it in the West. You, Merry Christmas. I'm glad you liked it. Thank you so much. Winkle, thank you for the SC. Oh, you got some stuff on Etsy? Man, when I get back, I'm gonna buy so much stuff from Etsy. No. What I wanted to do, I think I mentioned this in the first month, but I wanted to do a like I would get an underwear template, and then I would try to design things based on everyone's personality. Funnily enough, I feel like for Risa, I would just decrease the opacity to zero, and I'll be like done. That would be funny. Mume, oh, I'm glad you got a nice thing. Be careful with it. Da da da. Hold up. I don't like this one though. I will keep it. I will keep it. I don't want to go to my mom and be like, I hate this one. Oh, my parents really like my gifts, by the way. I got them anime figurines. It's mostly for my papa, really. And then for my mama, I bought her favorite mascot character, but she can drink out of them. It's because I took their skulls and gave it to her. Okay. Let's see. I got this like jumper, I think. I'm pretty sure it's a jumper. Why am I cute? What did I do? Oh man, I follow a lot of, well, it's in like I guess I follow it technically. I follow a bunch of those fashion Twitter accounts that show off the cute little gothic Lolita dresses and Japanese dresses. I want them so bad. I want them so bad. But I don't like buying clothes from online because you never know if your assets are too big for the clothes. Actually, for those who didn't know, so in Asia, I believe like a small size there is actually a medium size in the West. And I don't trust zippers, basically. I do not trust zippers. Oh, I love frills. I do love frills, yeah. That's why I always trust, I prefer clothes where you can actually test it out. Because you never know. Hey, this looks pretty cute. I like this. Oh, yeah, this looks great. It's like a, is it a jumper? I don't know what it's called. It's kind of like a jumper. Yeah, I need to try it in person. Because, like, sometimes you'll look at how someone dresses in something, right? And then you put it on yourself, and then you're like, wow, I look like shit. It's like, that was totally photoshopped. Clothes measurements? Do I even know my own measurements? You know, I used to bring a tape measure all the time. The one that, not the retractable ones. But I always brought them just in case I needed it. I didn't bring it with me, though. I didn't bring it. Pourquoi? Okay. Maybe I'll give this one to my mom. I will tell her to keep it. You know, what she's gonna do is, like, for the clothes that I don't really like, which I usually never return things, but I kind of have to in this case, she's just gonna gift it to someone else, which is fine. So she doesn't gift my presents. You used to carry tape? Oh, hey, that's pretty useful. Rubber toe! Oh, you got socks! Good job! I hope that your feetsies become warm. They should work like gear. Oh no, if they work like an MMO gear, then like the less you wear, the more protection it gives. Which, you know, it doesn't make sense. I feel like you would lose protection. You'd be like doing it, jokes. I say so, I am say so. Da da da. Okay. Okay, this next outfit's just like a white looking shirt. You know what's great? I can go to Hot Topic and I can buy things now. I haven't bought anything there in so long because their prices are always a little high end for me, you know. Sponsor me someday. I didn't want to say the other thing. this is okay. I could see this one. This one's like it's a little short though, I think. Is this like a Mokoko outfit? I can't tell. I feel like, is this meant to be a Mokoko outfit? I mean, it looks nice. I guess I just have to wear like a... I don't know, I don't trust this. If I wear this around Risa, she'll be like, let me touch your belly button. Is this supposed to be? Why is... Oh, it's one of those outfits where like the front is not even weird. I'll just wear something underneath. I gotta protect my belly button from Risa. Galen! Oh, good! Congrats on the job. I'm very proud of you. Papa! Oh, sorry. John! Oh, I'm glad you like it. I'm glad it's very cozy for you. And Real, you got a couple of model kits? Is it for Gundam? I saw that she tweeted the art with her wearing the tree armor. I thought it was funny. I was also kind of wondering why she had no pants. Is it because she hates pants? I feel like that's it. But then she would get cold. It's very funny because people are always like, Shiori is Riz resistant or resistant. Oh, I guess that's all for my clothes. The rest is just, I guess I already mentioned it. But I will not need to describe the next one. Wait, how am I supposed to test this? You can never, I mean, they're stretchy, I guess it's fine. Yeah, okay. She hates me and she'll be cold. She'll be super cold. Kakashi, thank you. Simon, let's see. What would I like to wear? I'm fine with, as long as I have clothes. I think normal outfit is fine. As long as I have clothes, I'm pretty happy, you know? Let's see. Yeah, her colors are similar, yeah. Now that I think about it. The only difference is the personality. That's where it goes horribly wrong. Yeah, that's true. But see, I'm forced to wear pants in the winter. I have to. But here's the thing, I will wear, I'll wear like a dress still, but then there's just pants underneath. I guess I gotta, Gotta do that thing. Guess I'll just rip it. Boop! Boop! Oh, wait, this is drum. Boop! Boop! Okay. Oh, pretend, oh no, maybe you don't want to pretend. Okay, but for those who want to pretend I'm ripping something from you. Here. Boop! Ah. Sorry, hold up. First try, didn't work. Second try. Ah. There you go. I don't know what I ripped. It's like, oh no, it's Beyblade. Let it rip! Oh shit. Okay, Beyblade number 3. Let it rip! Okay. Man, I used to like that show. Of course I had the, oh, I ripped your nose? It's okay, we can like tape it back. What is this anyway?
Pants. Good enough. It works. I don't know what the big deal is. It's mine now.
All right. Oh yeah, don't forget to check Kiwawa Senpai's upcoming, unless it was already released because time zones, the upcoming Advent thing. She worked very hard on organizing the event. So I'm very grateful to her. Was that really ripping? You know those things when you buy clothes, there's like a tag on it, and it has like the little plastic doodad on it? That's what it was. I was ripping that part. Wow, this folds so neatly. How do I usually fold it? Oh, okay, that's how I fold it. Whoa, this one's in pink. It's a very nice color. There you go. What else did I get? I got slippers. Wait, does this even fit my foot? Let me stick my foot up in there. It's fluffy. I almost tripped. Here. Another Beyblade piece. Let it rip. Da, 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 da. You know how people ask, like, would you love me if I was Worm? You know that meme? I was thinking, what if I became a pickle? Templar, thank you for the SC. Oh, you got a Roomba. I hope it helps a lot. Oh, be careful with Roombas if you have a lot of hair, because it will tangle. Jacket. It's cold for you. I hope that you feel better soon. Start a fire, but don't actually start a fire on the house. I was thinking of like a pickle Ori. Oh, that'd be a good thing. I want to make a gacha game someday. Where you just collect a bunch of Shioris. The Shioriverse. One of them can be pickle Ori. You get Shiori News Vela, Shiori Pickle Vela. Shiori Fall Vela. It'll be a disaster, right? Shiori Failure Vela, maybe? I think it'd be funny. It's impossible not to try this without removing, like, the tags. I guess it works. Yeah. This one's weird. These are weird slippers. Fire in the house. You're a pickle yourself. That's true. Lancelot! Oh, good job. It's good that you were spoiling yourself. Okay, hold on. I have slippers now. They're very, like, cozy, comfy. But it feels kinda... I guess it's like a base level, if that makes sense. By base level, I mean... You know how shoes have a little heel to them? Okay, this one doesn't have any sort of height. So this is the default shoe level. By the way, shoes are actually not, well, you guys already know, it's not natural. And technically, shoes are probably not good for you. Because I think as humans, you are supposed to be at your base level. That's why heels are bad, too. It's so fuzzy, though. I'm probably not going to wear it as much. I actually wear shoes whenever I'm at home. Naturally, I can't do that here because I would probably get yelled at, but I prefer wearing shoes. That's because I pace. It's because I pace around. I'm pacing right now, actually. I'm pacing right now. Oh, do you guys, it's probably a weird thing. But I can put you on the floor right now, and then I can like step around you. Just so you can hear like the friction of the slippers against the carpet. Here. I'll walk around you right now. There you go. Okay. Oh, Dar, thank you for the super chat. Do do do. A fish tank. I'm interested in. I can watch like one episode. It depends on the platform, though. Like if it's was it HBO or something? No need to step around. Do 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 do. Okay. I have one more thing to try on. It's a sweater-looking thing. It's fish tank. You just make a fish tank, and they design it based on what a client wants. Like, what kind of show is it? Let me see. Oh, this one feels comfy. It looks like I'm going to Hawaii, though. I do not understand my mother's fascination with Hawaii. Maybe if I put a belt. You know, when I was younger, the friend that I used to have, the one who made me a third wheel. She and I were kind of close for a time. Oh, she was kind of weird. She always complained about her boyfriend, but then she would complain about him. But then when he called, she'd be like, "Oh, hi, sweetie. Hi, boo-boo. What's up, honey, boo-boo?" So it was very confusing. It was like mixed signals. She didn't last. Well, she lasted a long time with him, but then they broke up. There was probably something about him she didn't like. She's doing fine now, though, from what I've heard. Oh, it has a live cam. That's interesting. Oh, okay. We can look into it, I think. So we were like so close, but whenever she came here, we would have sleepovers and stuff, right? Because she would have to stay here for a while, cause long flight, whatnot. And I would actually let her play like dress up with me. Like I would give her some clothes and she can wear whatever she wants. It was like a silly little thing, but it was pretty fun because we get to like exchange accessories, dresses, and all that stuff. Of course, she was not everything fit her, if you know what I mean. But I just remember that it was pretty fun. That was probably the only time I had to dress up, though. Let's see. Do I like my jackets warm and fuzzy or loose? I think I like them warm and fuzzy, but then they'll get really warm. Gamer Slack, thank you for the gifts. Hold on, let me put a belt really quick. She was a little on the. Okay, so like in size, I'm like, oh. And she was a little bit on the oh size, if you know what I mean. The dresses could only fit so much, if you understand though. I guess this looks good with a belt. I look like I'd be a teacher though, or like a Hawaiian teacher. You guys want to know how to surf? Proceeds to drown in the ocean. She was a little of the lovable size. I think what was she got huge knockers, guys. It was like, there's like a level of knockability, from a scale of 1 through 5. Like most people are probably between 2 to 3, right? Okay, maybe she exceeded level 5. You go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It was kind of like that. I had a friend actually. Now that I think about it, this was the crotch kicker, by the way. The crotch kicker. Savario, gamer slack, thank you for the gifts. Thank you so much. Okay, the crotch kicker. The groin puncher, the egg destroyer, the egg breaker, the egg Benedict special. She had this fascination with huge honkers, now that I remember. It was quite a big fascination because the thing with her, she actually wanted bigger breasticles. But you would think, like, okay, that's, you know, it's fine. Big hoo-has, okay, Hooters, all right. But no. She wanted them extreme. She wanted to go, like, to above and beyond, like Bed Bath and Beyond. But no, she wanted, like, Super Saiyan level honkers. Like, if you look at them with one eye, it'll just, like, glare at you back, and then it sucks you in like the abyss, and then it goes like Super Saiyan 9000. It was a very strange thing, because I think she started having health issues due to it. No, I think she wanted, let me look at like a size chart. This will destroy my browser history, though. Let's see, what is it? Hoo-ha sizes. She wanted like level H. Or size H? I don't know. What is even H? I just know it is like past a certain point, that is just like astronomical, you know? Like you go like A, B, C, D, and then it's like E, F? And then it starts getting a shaky G, and then it's like a H. That's like concerning. So it's kind of one of those things. Boxman, Merry Late Christmas. I hope you feel better soon. I kind of like this shirt. I'll wear it. Yeah. It was weird. She had all the health issues pretty early on. Maybe it's because of the fact that she was trying to get an H size, though, to be fair. Man, those girls. It's funny because for like male friends, there's not a lot of... Is there a lot of fun stories? Not really. It was the crazy ones. The crazy ones were the girls. Hold up, let me think of any friend. Well, I guess there's just the dude likers. Still need to text them. Hopefully he's still with his partner. I had a dream. Hopefully they're okay. Yeah. Still smaller than Noelle. I guess so. You know, I still wonder what happened to her. I think, what we predicted, because I never got into using Facebook and all that stuff, right? So for people who shared Facebooks with each other, they kind of have a little bit of an update. And what we think happened is that the crotch kicker, the H girl, basically, I believe she did some sort of abroad program. And I won't say like which area, so we'll just say she went to Rome or something. And there she had like a bunch of pictures with her and like some sort of baby. I think it was the family's child, though, because it was also abroad stay home programs. But we kind of assumed she either got pregnant there, which probably isn't likely because she would have to come back, or it was just the family, the stay home family's thing. Not entirely sure what happened to her. It kind of sucks. I do get curious about some people. For example, I had this best friend. I had her contact since like middle school, and we kept in contact over the years, but only because we were in the same class, so it helped. But I think that this era, we're a lot different than how we used to be since middle school. But I remember I tried to keep in contact with her, but I think she moved away to a different state. And I guess we just lost contact with the phone numbers and stuff, because I don't see her in my contact list. Maybe it's because I updated the phone since then. Not entirely sure. But I would have dreams of seeing her again, or like meeting up with her, because like, hey, you used to be my best friend. So that is sad, she. So if you have a friend in school, and if you really, really care about them, try to get their number. Yeah, you tend to lose contact when you move and stuff. Do be like that. Of course, there's just some things you don't appreciate until later. Until you realize. I feel like I'm that girl. I haven't watched the anime, though. Free Ren. I feel like I'm sort of similar to that girl. But not as... I think she's rather stoic, isn't she? I'm just putting the clothes away. Oh, I was looking at, so someone told me a little bit about it. It was just the first episode, so it doesn't spoil too much. But she was clueless on someone's affections. And that is sad. She's like, oh no, dense protagonist. I can relate, I guess. I haven't seen the episode. I just know about like the basic thing because I was asking like, oh, what's it about? And then she's like, oh, this is what it's about. From my understanding, though, the main character's emotional capacity is very late. She'll take maybe like 1,000 years or 500 years to realize what is important, or like it'll take forever until it's too late. Oh, what's this? I'll just put that away. Slippers. Hangers. Okay. And put this on here. Oh, it's gonna fall. You know, I don't know if I have space for my dolls. My dolls are like, is it 20 inches? I don't know. I don't really know sizes. But it's like half my torso. So maybe some feet. Or 1 foot. 2 feet? 3 feet. 10,000 feet. That's a lot of feet. Okay, I sit now. I sit on my bed. It's a time perception. Yeah, it is still pretty sad, she. That's why I fear starting anime sometimes. Especially if I start it in like a group setting. I'll probably cry and then have to mute myself. Oh, I got to watch Fiddler on the Roof. Fiddler on the Roof. Because I remember we talked about that in a drama class when I was younger. There's only one song I remember from it. It's called Sunrise, Sunset, doo 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 doo. I like the anime. I like the movie, actually. But it's kind of depressing. So basically, first act, all happy. Second act, depresso. I just drank some water. It is the old one? Not the play. Like the movie adaptation. Let me look about it. I think they're remaking it. Fiddler on the Roof. The musical from 1971. Wow! It's a very old thing. Oh, I also have Into the Woods. No, well, it's not quite a happy ending. You'll have to see it if you wish to. If you wish to. I don't think I have any bonks. Not today. Not today, not tomorrow, not yesterday. Dun, 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 dun. Do 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 do. I'll look at this later. It's a lot of ads on the disco. The what? Oh, the Rizzler on the Roof? No, it's a Fiddler on the Roof. He be fiddling. Hazel, thank you for the gifts. And Scooter, thank you. I had a good Christmas. Oh, I hope that you enjoy your PC. No, I think Hemama was alive yesterday. Oh, actually, I think he asked me what do I want from some con that they're is existing there somewhere in over yonder, and my answer was please get doujinshis. And they said like, okay, you want a specific artist? And I said, I do not care, it just needs that character. it just needs that character, and hopefully the art is good. That is all I care for. I'm actually kind of interested in a lot of Fire Emblem characters now. Like, I probably won't play it, but I really like the lore of it. I just learned about, what's his face? Hold up. I don't want to mess it up. He was an engaged. That's the only reason I found him first, but then I looked into this other character, Sigurd. He has a sad backstory, which surprised me. I was kind of surprised at, like, Is it a spoiler? It's such an old game. It's such an old game, guys. I don't think he has a happy ending, though, is what I was about to say. There was this girl in the Fire Emblem Heroes. She looked really pretty. Her name's like Deirdre. She's super pretty, but then I look into her backstory, and it was a situation of love at first sight. Basically, a girl in the woods, super sheltered, meets dude, love at first sight, I guess. Although people say that they spend a year or two together before they bang. But then she. Oh, there's gonna be a remake of it? Oh, it's never released outside of Japan. Oh, I didn't know that. So what happens was she ends up with Sigurd, right? And then they have I think a son. But then for some reason he goes around conquering the world probably. And then she gets a mind wipe. She loses her memories. And you know, now that I think about it, assuming the Wikipedia was correct, she just left her child with someone to take care of the child. And then she went alone, I think. I don't know if she went alone or maybe she had some bodyguards. And then she got the mind wipe, the erasure of the memories. And then some dude, I forgot his name, starts with an A. I'm just gonna call him, I'll call him like Alfred. No, it's Arvis. Arvis. Or like Arby's. Arvis finds her. They fall in love, maybe, perhaps, not entirely sure if it was love yet. But then they're like half siblings for some reason. Don't know why. And then like Sigurd finds her, but then he gets destroyed by Arby's through high cholesterol with all those curly fries and whatnot. So it's like, dang, that's pretty dark for a Fire Emblem. So then that makes you wonder, like, who the heck's the main character of this game? Because they just killed off what I assume was supposed to be the main character. I guess this, like, child becomes the main character. Yeah. I'm drinking water. Is there music in here? Let me see. Nostalgia. Oh. I guess there's music here sometimes. What does nostalgia sound like? I wish I could hear. Unfortunately, no nostalgia for me. Oh, his son Seliph becomes the main character. Oh, there's no music? Oh, okay. Let me find some. I don't know why, but my throat's irritated all of a sudden. Okay, let me look for some music. Oh, I know, I know. I have some downloaded already. I also have I have a folder in here called Guilty Pleasure. It's not bad, I swear, it's not bad. It's for my future Build-A-Bear stuff, okay? Recording, BGM, there you go. I only have two options here at the moment. There you go. You have some options now. There was another folder I had. No, it's okay. It's safe for work, guys. It's safe for work. It's just called Guilty Pleasure. There was another folder I had, but like I don't remember where it is. But I also saw it and I'm like, what is this? It has to be. Maybe it's in the other computer. Let's see. Do I have anything? No, I think that's it. That's the only sus thing I have in here. No, it's fine, guys. It's fine. It's safe. It's the Christmas miracle. Ho ho ho. Happy holidays. Blunt say, thank you for the SC. It depends on our perms. I asked one of the workers, but now I actually have to wait for like an official response. You guys are silly. Why would I keep a not safe for work stuff? That is silly. That is redonkulous. Oh, come on, guys. What am I, a degenerate? No. Only pure things in here. There's not much on this computer. I have things for video effects, my paper transitions, my creative modern titles. I will have to buy it when I get home because it doesn't make sense. It's like a monthly subscription for VFX. Let's see. I got two tabs. One is just a YouTube studio, and then one's just the main channel, so I can check the community post. I have, Oh, there's this game I wanted to play. No, I'm pure! I'm pure! So, hold up. Let me quote Risa. I'm the purest member of Hololive. Any tips for Ruto? Oh, man. I haven't played that game once, though. It's been so long. Honestly, there was a part where it got tedious. I think if you do three rounds, you're fucked. Boonster, no, it's fine. Oh no, I already told Hemama I want the Jinchis. Even if they are not exactly Sunday friendly. Actually, I went to like a little market. I guess it's called a convention. I was surprised. There was a part in there that was for not good Sunday girls. I was very surprised. I was like, wow. So this is what it looks like. But I didn't flip through the thing. So I don't know if it was all in Japanese or if it was even translated. I saw like 9S though. Was it 9S? No, 2B. It was a 2B girl. And then there is this one girl, I don't know her name, but she has tan skin, and she's supposed to be, like, a bully. And then there's this other girl who had, like, white hair, short white hair. She usually wears, like, a blue shirt, I think, with a white middle. I don't know. Something bully girl. Let me look. Oh, it's Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro. I think that was the girl, is it? Yeah. I think I saw her, perhaps. And the other one, I don't know the name of that girl. Uzaki? Let me look. Oh, yeah, I think it looked like her. Yeah. I mean, it could have not been them. But it looked like them. But they were across, like, the Lolita stuff. But I was surprised. I was like, wow, it's real. let's see. Zippo, thank you. Booster Zippo, Lenzo, thank you for the seat. Happy 3 months. It's a decent anime. I never got to watch it. I avoid anything with romance, as you guys already know. Oh, but anyway, there's this game I have bookmarked. It's called Zelle. Z-E-L-L-E. It looks super cool. It's super obscure looking, though. It's an occult adventure game. I think it's made in RPG Maker. I think it is. It looks nice. I feel like it'd be very, very confusing though. Oops, I don't want to accidentally play the thing. Here, I'll type it in for you in there. Zell Steam game. There you go. It looks cool. It looks like, so basically, from what I remember, the premise is that you get, like, 3 cards. Red, blue, maybe yellow, or maybe just 2 cards. And then you just have to click on it. That sounds like a super simple premise. But sometimes, like, move around, and then there's enemies coming, and it looks, like, super stylized, like Yume Nikki. So, it looks nice. Looks nice. Tanaka! Thank you for the 3 months. Thank you. I spell like the Cash App. Well, yeah, but this is the Steam version. And there was this new game that was released that someone told me about. I forgot the name though. Was it like Elian? Elian? It's like the sequel to Elona, whatever that was. Elona game. Was it this one? Da-dun. Oh well. It's an old game. Elona is a roguelike game. Okay, well, there was a sequel to it. Actually, was Elona fun? Dum bum. Dun da dun. Dun dun. Is it like Undertale? I don't think so. Stylistic wise, I feel like it's kind of Yume Nikki-ish, but like, it's its own thing. It's very hard to describe. For Elona, it looks like a roguelike game. It's a fantasy world game. I thought this was a very old game, but it looks like it's a mobile game. Is this the right one? Assuming this is correct, it just had a new game released. An open world roguelike game. But now there's a sequel-ish. Which I think is called... Oh, it's Ellen! It's Ellen! Let me mute my thing really quick, because I'm about to play the trailer. This is the sequel to Ilona. The only reason I know about it is I think it's sort of like a life simulator. Here you go. Steam game. Ellen! Alright. Let me look at the trailer. I'm gonna start from... Well, there's probably multiple trailers. I'll just summarize it. Screen, I have adventures I want to deliver to you. Concept art, multiple showing on the screen. I have a world I want you to feel. And then there's a world smacked in your face. Let's go to North Tyrus, whoever that is. Insert scrolling text, kind of like the Star Wars thing. But there's like an anime girl in the middle. A long time ago, now forgotten. Map just disintegrates. There's a dude walking up some stairs. Oh, that's a thing. It's a tale of Sierra-Terre and you. This is your story. The art is by Maho and Z. There's a person named Vivi. Oh, there's this art of an angel. She's having like the peace sign. And she's saying that you better have peace or I'm going to kick your ass. They've been developing Ellen for many years. And Ellen is now maturing the game. Oh no, this character's now in a bunch of piers. I don't know what they're doing, but they have an arch. Oh, they just went to the water. They are now wet. They are shooting fish into the water. They've left the water just now. Okay. You know, I never got to try Maple Story. I know this is completely unrelated, but the art style kind of reminds me of that era. Oh, okay. So there's a character customization. They let you create your undies, your body, your hair, your sub-hair. Oh man, you even have an age. That's right. You age in this game, I think. What else is happening? Okay, random text. Eventually 15 years pass. I don't know what happened in those 15 years. I have no idea if you were just born or someone died. There's this dude. He looks kind of like he's been living out in the wild, if you know what I'm saying. They just opened a record. They're just scrolling through locations, quests, factions, trails of journey. Oh, they're now journeying. Yeah, they just destroyed freaking Bambi. They just destroyed a deer. Oh my good god. This is not so good for the holidays. They just destroyed a butt-fuck ton of deers. Oh no, it is a massacre. It is not very good for deers. If you are a reindeer, you are fucked. Oh, the reindeers are attacking. There's tons of reindeers. It zoomed into another scene. Looks like there's a dead dude on a boat. Looks kind of like Charon from the underworld. But this person does not care. They're on that boat. They're fishing. How they're fishing, I don't know. They're fishing. They're vibrating on that boat for some reason. Oh, they've just entered what looks like a chapel or an inn. I don't know. They're careful not to beat the fuck up of any more deers. Thankfully, there are no reindeers in here. For it is a gigantic library now. They just entered some sort of garden. They're outside now. It looks like they're at a sakura festival. They just looped around somewhere. That's a sakura tree, all right. Oh, it's fading in. What else is happening here? May wind always follow you. From here on, only snails who want to be abused by me should listen, is what the translation says. Huh, I knew it. You're a hopeless freak, aren't you, Staley? I don't know what's going on, but I think a snail's a masochist. Crawling on the ground suits you. I'll throw salt on you, you piece of filth. Melt away and die. Die, huh? Die, come on. Okay, this is apparently a bonus track. I don't know if it's like a music track or if it's some sort of DLC for masochist. And then it says, oh dear, it's already so, I'm not going to say that, bad snail, very bad snail, see you in Yava. That is the trailer I just saw for Ellen. Hey, if you think that my commentary sounded great, I bet you might think the game looks interesting too. It was on a Reddit thing. Here, let me type in this thing. Let's see. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Where is it? I have so many tabs. So many tabs, not enough. Not enough, whatchamacallit. Monitors. Okay, here you go. This is what it's called. It was on Reddit, the one I watched. Tanaka Miti Conga. Thank you. Oh, by the way, let me also link this. Dun, dun, dun. It'll be me and my shitty mic. Here you go. Here you go. I'm also gonna have something with Kawawa Senpai. There you go. I can link this one. Yeah. And let me also go on the Tweetar. We'll be doing an outfit design. We're just gonna be judging, I believe. And you guys know I'm very good at judgments. I have the best judgment ever. Making those two chemicals, best judgment ever. Abso-freaking-lutely. Oh man, you know I'm gonna feel bad about my crappy audio though. But I do try. Let's see. Dun 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 dun. Oh, I wonder if hasn't been retweeted yet? Tweeted? Oh. I'll just send it. Here you go. There you go. Will be judging soon. Well, technically not soon. Here tomorrow, or maybe it's not tomorrow, depending on time zones. We'll be judging here eventually. That's my motto. Eventually, there will be judgment. Maybe I should just do it's judgment time. It's judgment time. And then what should I do for an emote? Should I do scissors? Scissors. Oh no, what's the most judgmental emote? Maybe an eyeball. Hell yeah. It's judgment time. Oh, but that sounds so ominous. What if I get bonked for it? They'll be like, it's too ominous, Shiori. What are you judging? Mac, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. Lancelot, you liked it? Really? Ryan, good luck with work, by the way. Yeah. My presents were just clothes and underwear. Eric, I hope that work will indeed be less stressful for you. Okay. It's judgment time. And then there's a thing. I will post. On Kiwawa Senpai? Or should I just like leave it unknown? I mean, it's gonna link to the thing anyway. How do I promote, guys? Tell me, how do I promote? Do I have to do the at their username on Twitter? Or should I just link the thing and not at them on Twitter? These are the thoughts that keep me up at night. It's like, how do I promote? Is that okay? Oh, speaking of which, there's actually a thing I commissioned. Wait, she reposted, but she hasn't posted it yet. Unless it happened within like the last 10 seconds I was freaking out. Let me look. Tweet. The tweet, 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 tweet. I'm gonna tweet the tweet, tweet, tweet. I'm gonna tweet the fuck out of you. Okay, tweet, 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 tweet. Oh, I should have waited on hers. Oh, but what if I forget? You guys know I'm a ditz. Okay, where's the? I'll just do the room. It's gonna lead to the same thing anyway. It's judgment time. I'll just do this. And if I did it wrong, I'll just cry myself to sleep. Okay, I'll just do it. You know what they say, take initiative. There you go. Initiative done. It's judgment time. There you go. I've taken initiative. Now I must forget that I took initiative or I will perish. There. I have done it. Now I must forget it or I will freak out eternally for the next 10 hours. That's what it means to have anxiety, I think. Eric, I'm doing well. Yeah. There you go. No, there's no need to blame you. I'll take the blame. Like the time that thing, the music video was publicized instead of the other video. I'll take the blame. Hey, whoever did that, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'll take the blame. This is what it must feel like, huh? It's okay. Don't worry about it. That time, bookworm was misspelled. I'll take the blame. You can't see it, but I'm doing a thumbs up right now. It's okay. Completely my fault. I'll take all the bonks. It's okay. No, Bootster, no. It was intentional marketing, you know? It's super intentional. You guys were like, the first 1,000 people who saw it were like, I didn't see that. And then the next people were like, what happened? You don't know. You're gonna wonder, why was it around 13 days ago? Why didn't I get the notification? I can't, you're fine. It's okay. Da-da-da-da. Oh, you know, I should do more, like, cinematic trailer narration. What's an upcoming game, guys? Give me the title of an upcoming game. Or actually, I could just look for one. What is it? What about... Oh, no. Oh, the Pal World thing. That's coming out in supposedly soon. Pal World trailer. Okay. What's the most recent one? It's a 1 minute one. Second official trailer. Well, we already know these trailers. I want something I haven't reacted to yet. Phil, thank you for the C. Manor? Let me look at... Oh, Dragon's Dogma! Oh, that'd be fun. Manor Lord sounds like, I don't know why, but something dirty about the sound. No, Persona 3, I already know the story for that, so that one won't be so good. The Overlord, that's a cool game. I already know the trailer, though. Let's see. I don't know this one, though. Well, I've seen Dragon's Dogma, but I don't think I actually saw the trailer. Let me look. Is it just 2 minute one? Let me like browse through first, just in case like there's something interesting going on. Nah, I don't think there's. I mean, it looks nice. Man, I never got to play it though. Okay, let's do this one. I don't remember anything about this trailer. Let me get the title. So this one. Let me pause. Let me look for you. Oopsies. This one is on this channel, the official. Okay, this is the channel trailer that I am about to watch. It is hosted by the official mythical being called Europe. Oh, Fantasy Life 2? Oh, I should look for that too. Zippo, thank you for the C. I did notice that something you guys put on Shiorin on air. The Call of the Lamb? Didn't they do cannibalism there? Or was it the ability to mate? Where did they do a lamb's fucking or something? Anyway, let me know if you guys have the trailer thing. I don't know if I'll be able to react well to this one, though. The other one, you cannot top the Ellen trailer with that snail thing. It was amazing. What? It was serious? No, thank you for the C. The Cult of the Lamb, they added the ability to eat your lamb, if you know what I'm saying. But instead of eating with your mouth, well, technically you could probably still eat with your mouth, I guess. You're eating with a different type of utensil. I don't know why. I don't know why. I haven't played a game. All right, let me know if you have this ready. Oh no, where's my thing? Here it is. Let me recopy this. I don't know why, but my throat be irritated. There you go. Let me just drink some water. Okay. All right. I'm gonna count from like 5 seconds. I'll do 7 seconds because 10 is weird. Okay. So after I say like one, I'll say start, and then that's when you actually play it. So 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Start. Black screen. Enter subtitles. At last, the bell has tolled on the age of the console. I can't hear audio, by the way. I have to actually imagine what the fuck's happening. Bunch of bards, people getting drunk, people are partying. This dude, he reaches out his hand and he says someone just returned. He's still reaching out his hand. Dude with big old thigh shows up. And then Capcom presents. Big dragon shows up. It's wait, is that even a dragon? Or is that like a gigantic eagle? Welcome, Arisen. I think you just woke up from your sleep. Now you're proceeding to beat the shit out of these short troll-looking people. Look at this stone. That's a big fucking stone. It is time for you to protect. That's a cat. Those are cats dancing. I don't know why they're dancing. I think you're about to beat up something from Skyrim again. Those Skyrim things. Oh, cute girl shows up. That's a tree. Cute girl just became a tree. From this moment forth, thou art arisen. That's a dragon again. That's. Oh, I don't know what that is, but it's kind of cool. I hope it's a good guy. Probably not. That's Medusa. She just Medusa'd the fuck out of you. Oh, I think some seduction's happening here. Evil looking guy in a cloak. You can never trust someone in a cloak. That's definitely an evil dude because he's wearing a necklace. There's an old girl. I think she's a MILF, probably. Definitely looks like one. She's like, I'm a MILF. That's fucking right. The Arisen has come. Pitiful. Dragon shows up. That's a beast. I think it's a minotaur. Oh, that's pretty cool. You're about to wake up, and this girl's like disturbing your sleep. That's a big bird lady. She looks cool. You're doing some moves. That's a ghost girl. Her titties just faded. Oh, I don't know what that is, but it's bleeding from the head. I don't think that's safe. Dragon shows up again, saying dragon things. Rawr. Ooh, woo, rawr, XD. Dragon's Dogma 2. Coming to a Dragon's Dogma near you. Caveman's there, just sitting, chilling. Oh, I am Dragon War. Fire. Fire, ooh, woo. Fire bad. Oh, whoa. That's a dude in armor. He's just having chest burn right now. Pre-order on March 22, 2024. And then you will get a boon. You're gonna get a ring too, but it's probably a digital ring. Yeah, that's Dragon's Dogma. I would want it. I would want it. It looks neat. I've never played the first one though. All I know is that I think you can romance people, right?
Right.
But see, I watched the anime for Dragon's Dogma. It was 3D looking thing, and essentially that spoiled the general story. First off, like, no, I think the game and the anime are different, 'cause I think someone survives in there. So I think you can also make your own waifu slash husbando, but they probably don't talk, I assume. Anon, thank you for the SC. I never played Mass Effect. I never played it. All I know is that I think you're a dude named Shepard, but you're not a lamb, nor are you a sheep. Yeah, it kind of had the same 3D style as Berserk, I believe. There's also one for Dante's Inferno. That was okay. It was aight. All right, what's another thing I can react to? What's another game that I may enjoy or most likely do not know anything about or have not seen a trailer of? Wait, you could be a lady named Shepherd? Oh, doesn't have a depressing ending though. Yeah, Dante's Inferno also has an anime. I think it's related to the Castlevania people. I still want to watch Castlevania. Oh, GTA 6. Oh, Little Nightmares 3. I don't know anything about. I'm not really a big fan of GTA though. I know it's coming out though. Reveal trailer. Holy crap. Okay. I'm trying to pick out which one to do. Let's do this one. Okay, I'm gonna type the thing to you guys in a bit. Do, 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 do. Alright, so this is The Romance of Scuffed in Dragon's Dogma 1. Oh, talking too much in a merchant? So basically you're saying do not support your local community. Really? You can marry the merchant though. Oh, that reminds me of Skyrim. The merchant was the easiest people. They were the easiest ones to marry. Also, along with like Lydia. Okay, so this is the one I'm gonna watch soon. Little Nightmares 3 announced a trailer and the channel is Bandai Namco from Europe. Europe, why are they also European? Wow. Oh, good luck with the thing, right? I don't think I have good tier luck, though. Then again, I did get my two Maitreys, and I am pretty content with my life. I am pretty happy she. So maybe I do have good luck, because I have the Novelites, I have a lot of good friends, and I'm not dead. So I guess you may borrow it, right? You may borrow it. Jemmy, thank you for the seed. They get a lot of EU translations. Oh, but is it really a EU translation though, if you think about it? Unless you're talking straight out of British, I don't know if it's a proper translation. Because there's the American language, right? But then there's like the hip hip hooray. So unless you're talking like Gordon Ramsay with a fancy British or Irish, I don't know if it's a proper translation for me. Oh, let me know when you're ready for the thing. I feel like there's probably a delay between a Twitter space and the YouTube still. But hopefully it gets there, you know. Hopefully it gets there. Yeah, there's also different spellings when I think about it. You're ready? You ready like SpongeBob? Okay. Yeah, I can't help the delay though, but hopefully it gets there. Alright, I'm gonna count from 7 again. And then I will start when I actually say start. So, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. Peggy, 16. That's Peggy from Hank Hill. What was it called? King of the Hill. Hank Hill's a real character though. Oh, there's this crow dude navigating through a desert. Oh no, it's a desert environment. I freaking hate deserts. Supermassive games though. They like supermassive deserts. There's someone who just held their hand. That's a fart in a bottle that just showed up. They're navigating. They don't have GPS. Oh, they can fly with dandelions. It's a co-op experience. You want to learn how to navigate around people and circuses? Here you go. That's a lot of hands. Oh, wow. I never saw the trailer for this. Feel the power of friendship. But whether you stay as friends or not, it's hard to say. Push this mirror with me. There's a fart in the bottle again. Same reused MP4. That's a big one. Oh. Here's my hand. I didn't wash my hands. Here's my hand again. Did you wash your hand? No, get in the mirror with me. That's not even a bottle. It's a mirror. There's a fart in the mirror. It's time to go to the factory limit, my dude. Little Nightmares. holding hands. Let go of my hands because we are three. It is not two hands, it is three hands. Coming in 2024. I like the setting for Little Nightmares too, actually. Big, spooky, blue-looking area. This one's more like industrial desert sucks environment. I thought it was a bottle. I didn't know it was a mirror. Sure looked like a bottle. It's a year from now. What? Oh, wait. It's almost a year. You were joshing me. You're right. It is in like a few days, technically. Or next year. Where did the third hand come from? It's my hand. My hand's coming through the screen. Okay. That's needle. Huh. A two-player game. Well, would you look at that? I wonder if the second game was meant to be that, but they didn't have the resources at the time. Then again. That one character. I hate them. But I still like their character design, so I bought a model of it. It's less than a week again. You're right. I still forget time. Time is so forgettable. My third hand, Vela. Oh, that'd be funny. I should do that. Where I just have a giant hand for a head. What's another game? Let me look up upcoming games for 2024. Games. Let's see. Oh, they have new Prince of Persia. I remember we saw a trailer for that. I just saw a shirtless dude and I immediately knew Prince of Persia. They always like to be shirtless. Lancelot! Okay, I will do it then. Oh, I already know Persona 3 Reload. I can't come in like with fresh eyes because I saw it already. Okay, let me type this one for you guys. I don't know anything about Tekken. All I know is you fight. And it's sort of like Taken, but it's Tekken. I got skills. Skills that are incredibly deadly. And I'm gonna find you. And I'm gonna use my skills on you. And you're not gonna like these skills. That is Tekken to me. Alright, this is the Tekken thing I'm gonna do. Book of Hours? Let me look into that in a bit then. Remind me. Okay, so the next one is gonna be Tekken 8. From, oh, this one's American. This one's real. They're not mythological beings called the Europi. Cat Quest? That sounds fun. Okay, what was the other one already? I forgot. It's Book of Hours. Someone remind me Book of Hours later, and then Cat Quest. I forgot to update the link in the community thing. This is gonna be recorded, so thankfully you will hear my cringe. Dun 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 dun. Copy link. Let me update this really quick, and then I can do the countdown. Dun bum 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 bum. All right, last call to get this one. All right, I'll give you one last call here. Alright, I'm gonna count down now. Oh, I did hear about that, Randy. I haven't seen the gameplay yet, or maybe I vaguely remember it, but I remember not liking the aesthetic as much. Alright, so 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. Rated T. Fool, I'm gonna punch you in the teeth. There is an owl coming by. It's Duolingo. It just said mother. It's teaching you about foster life. Random girl shows up. Something about save yourself. Here's a hand-holding. She just handed him some ball of yellow. This dude turns into a Bandai Namco logo. Tekken Project presents, I'm gonna protect what's important to me by bending over, even if it costs my life. Building just exploded. He failed to protect what was important. There's a kid running away. Some aliens just showed up. Tekken has aliens? The fuck? There's this dude with a really cool motorcycle, but he does not wear a bra. Really cute girl showed up for 1 second and then it moved on to some dude's back. Dude shows up. Welcome to my Coliseum. Turn. That's a whale. That's not a whale. That's actually a ship with some Colonel Sanders dude looking there. Let me give you a high five. Let's beat the fuck out of you. Hell yeah. Look at my hair. I'm a pink-haired girl. Hi. I'm a buff boy. Ah, you're angry at me. I am the biggest buff boy. Aliens. I'm passing out. My hand. There's something wrong with my hand. I'm turning into a devil. It is not Devil May Cry here. There's a panda. That panda's gonna beat the shit out of this girl. Colonel Sanders shows up. They're in the desert. But I am turning into a devil. Well, you look nice. Look at that. There's something in the sky. That's a devil, all right. Devil on this. I'm a pink-haired girl. Here's my fist. Your fist is nothing, pink-haired girl. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. Oh, it's time to dance. I'm a blonde-haired dude. Something about my coffee. What do you want for my coffee? Later, see y'all. Random people get wet. I am angry. I'm gonna punch this dude. Oh, sorry, that was a kick. Oh, look at my teeth. I have good dental hygiene. I punch this rock. Look at how angry I am. I'm gonna punch you. Colonel Sanders is not like you. That gun probably does nothing, but my punch will do everything. But I can kick. Look at this. I'm getting angry. My chest is on fire. Beam. There's Nell. Just don't give up. I'm holding your hand. Hey, it's that dude from the Matrix. It's raining here. It's raining men, isn't it? Damn right it is. But look at my fist. I'm about to punch you. It's Tekken 8 Punch Edition. Tekken 8 coming to a Tekken near you. Demo PS5 available now. Coming December 21st. Wait, it's already out. It's c available on January 26th. Tekken 8, everyone. Tekken 8. Bronte, thank you for becoming a bookworm. All right, someone said Book of Shadows, was it? Or was it Book of Clocks? I think it was Book of Shadows. What book was it again? I remember Book of. I remember at least two words from it. I archived two words in that three-worded sentence. Oh, Book of Hours. Okay, thank you. Trailer. Whoa, what is this game? That's a funky art style. Okay. Let me copy the title and then give it to you guys. Wow, that thumbnail looks neat. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. This is the next thing. By the Weather Factory. They are neither Europe or America. Let me know when it's ready. I don't know anything about Tekken, but there's this dude in Smash Bros. And then I think I confused him with some other dude that I don't even remember. And then you guys were like, that's not Street Fighter, that's Tekken. And I'm like, what's Tekken what? What'd you say to me, punk? Yeah, Book of Shadows is Corpse Party. That's the only book I know. It's like, what you say to me? That's Tekken 8, Shiori. What do you mean, you punk? Tekken this! Tekken this fist! Oh, I confused Terry with Ken? Who the fuck's Terry? Hold up, who's Terry? I only know Terry Crews, and he's a spice guy now, right? Who's Terry? Is he also Tekken, or is that also Street Fighter? Okay, let me. One last call. Let me just do this one again. I remember what Terry looks like, but is he also from Tekken? He's from King of Fighters? What's the difference? There's Street Fighters and King of Fighters. What's the difference? Are they the same series, but one's just King and one's a King of the Streets? I don't know anything about King of Fighters. I know Street Fighters at least. That has Ryu and Ken, and they're like a ship. Different IP? Oh, sorry. He's from Fatal Fury? The only fatal thing here is my cluelessness. Okay, I'm about to start this, okay? So, seize your laughter of my mediocrity And we are about to begin the book of hours. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Oh, this looks very stylistic, but it also looks like I'm about to play Welcome to the Hush House, where Shiori has the hush. The hours are not all-knowing. These are where the books and memories, something don't die. Hey, it's a card game. Oh no, I'm dumb. I'm dumb, guys. This is a cello. That's a cello. It's raining in here. Somewhere in the fog, I think I hear a distant bell. Oh, this is like, it kind of reminds you of Cultist Simulator. Oh no, I did awful in Cultist Simulator. I would not be a very good cultist. I made it pretty decently far, actually. The issue is that I lived a normal life. I like the arts of it, though. It's, more of a management game. It's kind of like those mobile games, actually. I used to play those things. What's the mystery of the Hush House, though? Discover the meaning behind every word. Oh, that's cool. It's a dude. That's a wood dude. You could set him on fire. What are you gonna become? A dirty self-insert, you son of a bitch? Welcome to the Hush House. Get hushed. Oh. It looks interesting. I don't think it's my type of game, though. I feel like this would be Fauna Senpai's kind of game. It looks more management-based, to an extent. Very Cultist Simulator-like. It's probably the same people, honestly. Probably the same people. Let me do the cat quest read first. And then we'll get to the other thing. What are you gonna become? I'm gonna become a book! Cat quest. Oh, it's cute. Oh, by the way, the cats have been trying to look after. They've been eating the food. There's two of them. There's two. Actually, there might be three. There's a pair, though. I just hope that my papa continues to feed them. That's my only concern. Because right now, I can't, I can do it myself. But once I'm not here, I don't know. I hope they do. Okay, this one's the one I'm gonna watch next. Cat Quest 3. You're dying of laughter? What did I do? Lancelot, thank you for the sea. Wait until I can do that in a bit, okay? And I might as well do that for South Park, too. And Bronte, thank you for becoming a bookworm. They're so cute. I wonder if they're kittens. Or not babies. Maybe someone takes care of them. I hope they're not actually strays. But I think they've been hiding in one of the things in the backyard. They've been using it as their campground. I wish that... I just want to make a world with cats. Guys, if I perish, but I reincarnate, I get isekai'd, right? And I become some sort of mythical being with a lot of power where you reverse the word dog and you become that. I'm going to make a cat society. We're going to have cats and they're going to be bipedal. You know, they can stand on their 2 feet. They're all gonna wear suits. They're gonna have fedoras and everything. They're gonna be like, what was that one Ghibli movie? Where there's like a tuxedo cats and then they beat the shit out of the other cats. Okay, but that'll be my world. I'm just gonna become a cat deity? Yeah, I'm gonna become that. Bloonster, thank you for the scene. I hope so too. Yeah, the cat returns. That was my favorite scene. Cat tuxedo dude. I mean, yeah, that's a cat beating the shit out of another cat, but it was a cute tuxedo cat. Okay, let me know when this is ready. Your links, I mean. Did I do it? It's by... Oh. The Cat Quest 3 gameplay trailer from Nintendo of America. Let me type it again. No, he fed the cats bread, actually. He fed them bread. He was gonna feed them a donut. The mouse utopia? No, I haven't heard of that. Do they just, like, fuck each other? That's all mouse ever do. Alright, I'm about to start the thing. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. Cat Quest 3, rated RP for role-playing. I actually don't know if the RP? What does it stand for? Rated pending, I think. The cat is back, and it's about to beat your ass. This cat shows up with no mercy. It shits on your floor and it shits fireballs at you. You thought you had enough? Well, not enough for this cat. This cat's gonna beat your ass. That's right. This kitty? Abusive. Take your battles to the tide. Now you can perform Caribbean battles. You wanna be just like that dude? I forgot his name. Was it Orlando Bloom? I think so. Pirates of the Caribbean Cat Edition. Let's go! In a new open world to explore. Your carpet is mine! This holy crap! Mama Milka! Wow! Kid cat, not so well. But hey, I'm a cute cat and I got a cute chip. Where will your tail take you? Oh, you like that pun? Well, here's a mouse. Now I'm gonna beat the shit out of this mouse. Hoo-ha on this! There you go, that's more. What are they? Damn, poor mice. Wisney would not like this. It's a very cute game. But not cute enough for this cat. You, no mercy, Cat Quest 3. I'm gonna shit on your balls. It's the logo. Sorry, it just came out. That the words just happened to come out without me thinking much about it. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. what was the next one I was gonna commentate? Oh, South Park. Okay, let me find a trailer really quick. Which trailer is better? Let's do this one. You know, I feel like they kind of missed out on when this was meant to release. Unless it's already released now. It looked kind of like a mobile game at the time that I saw it. Dun 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 dun. Oopsies. Dang, typing with a laptop. That's harsh. So inconvenient for me. Okay. I'm about to do this one now. There you go. South Park Snow Day gets snowed on me. Oh, I kind of vaguely remember that dude balloon. Yeah, I do remember it. Yeah, I can see what you mean. Too bad I can't do like an official video for that. Yeah, I just remember like I like your sword, sword. Do you like my sword, sword? Something sword, 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 sword. This is a sword, sword, sword. Do I have a desk? Not a free one. I have like a drawer with a vanity, but it's not actually part of it. It's like a two-parter. The drawer is not part of the vanity, but I had a giant mirror on it. And then I have an L-shaped table where my computer used to be. But my dad, he took the computer, so... I don't know what he was planning on doing with it. Obviously, not keeping it, probably. But I have an L-shaped desk, and there's a bunch of shit on it. Like all my snow globes, my tree houses. I have a microscope here, actually. But yeah. Da-da-da. No, the vanity's too small. It also doesn't have the... Oh, shit. What's the charging on here? Oh, damn. Not a whole lot. Darn. There's no... Whatchamacallit? The plug-a-rooney near the thing. Yeah. I recommend going to those surplus stores for furniture, though. L-shaped desk on Amazon? Not that great. Are you dying? No, I won't let you. But yes, you are slowly... Unfortunately, deathing. I don't know why, but I've been, well, you guys already know it, but I've been having a lot more headaches lately, like, almost every day. Oh, I don't really drink alcohol. I tried, what was it called? The coconut thing, coconut milk with some other thing. I forgot what it was called, but it was a virgin something. The old lady next to me, she was like, my son doesn't like me drinking, but this doesn't have alcohol. But I'm gonna pretend it has alcohol because she'd be funny. She was amusing. I forgot what it was called though. Some virgin coconut thingy. Pina colada. Yeah, that. I tried it. It was interesting. I didn't try too much of it, but it didn't have alcohol in it, so it's kind of moot still. Yeah. All right. I'm about to start the trailer now, okay? Da, da, da. Here you go. All right. I'm gonna give a 7 second countdown because I'm abnormal like that. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. It is snowing. Are you ready to play another game in the snowy? I'm Eric Hartman, and I'm about to beat the shit out of the wizards because I'm a wizard and I'm the ultimate wizard. Look at me talking to myself. Join us in matchmaking. Oh, it's super 3D. Probably made in not Unity, huh? I bet it's Unreal Engine. Unreal on this. Look at these snow. Oh, wow. But you know what's else realistic? The stick. Oh, this is actually surprising. I thought it'd be. Oh, we just fell into ice. I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. But not before you beat the shit out of me. This dude's. I'm. What is this? I'm a ninja! I'm actually kind of surprised at the graphics of it, to be honest. Considering that I'm so used to their 2D style. Oh, they're just shitting fire on everyone. I'm surprised none of the adults care. Then again, what is this? Colorado? People don't care in Colorado. Is this a PvP game, actually? It looks like a sort of battle royale. Oh, that's Kyle. They don't blink. Oh. Oh, hold up. I'll be right back. I think my parents. I believe I was hallucinating. But I could have sworn I heard things. What was it this? No, I could have sworn I heard something, guys. I could have sworn. Is this PvP, though? It looks kind of PvP-ish. I heard like little voices. Am I crazy? No. I heard like little high-pitched things. I feel like maybe it was just the trailer, but then I was hearing it. But I shouldn't because I muted everything. I could have sworn. Or perhaps I'm going crazy. You think it's just the RPG? It looked like a battle royale. It's a co-op game. Oh. I just heard like high-pitched squeaking. Like, am I here? I think I'm hearing it again. No, it is not real. You're not real. It is the tragedy of Duskar. Sunny. Thank you for the SC. I do have dolls. There's three of them actually. All right, let me do World of Warcraft. I don't know if I want to play that South Park game, to be honest. Dun, 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 dun. Oh shit. This died fast. What the fuck happened? Okay, I'll be right back. I need to charge it. BRB! Okay, I'm back and I investigated the source of the sounds. I'm pretty sure. No, I'm not sure. Am I sure? Am I? Hold up. I know what to do. Whoa, is that a spider? That's not a spider. I'm not hallucinating. My theory was false. It was not that. Then what was it? Am I hallucinating? I'm not going crazy. You're going crazy. It is not my parents. I could have sworn. But no, it is not. There is no evidence pointing to it. Then what was it? Okay. Let's see. The soccer too? If we get to it, yeah. Cool. Simple, thank you for the SC. What was I gonna look at next again? I think it was World of Warcraft, wasn't it? Okay. Whoa. Trailer. Alright. I'll do it from the official channel. Let me just put this. Do I have to put the actual... Oh, no, it'll be the first result. Okay. We'll do this one. Halfway, thank you for becoming a novel knight. Kingdom Hearts, what do you mean? I always make sense. Spider, hello. This should be the first result you get. There you go. You know, it's interesting that they're still doing World of Warcraft now that I think about it. It's like an old MMO, isn't it? Become a level 50 carpenter? You gonna be a carpenter in there? No, I don't think there's mice. Okay, bye, thumbs up. Have a good lunch with your fam. Alright, the first one, it's from the official World of Warcraft channel. It's interesting, it's still around though. Yeah! What's the other MMO? The only MMO that I know is still popular is Final Fantasy 14, I believe. Boonster, thank you for the SC. 20 years, holy crap. Well, you know, it's amazing that it's still around. If it's still around, then that's pretty good. Kind of reminds me of that one game. I think RuneScape. Is RuneScape still alive? Guild Wars 2. Oh, I don't know much about Guild Wars. EverQuest as well. Oh. I wonder, is MapleStory fun for anyone who's aware? Is that something that would be, quote, good as a community thing? Or do you have to team up and, like, just party of four? Like, I'm not entirely sure how MapleStory works. The thing with MMOs is that you can probably do a guild and all that stuff. I probably won't play that much, though. I was just kind of wondering if it's worth getting into. Because what I hear is that, you know, bots, all that stuff. They prefer the old version of RuneScape. Oh, maybe RuneScape would be interesting then. I don't know much about it. Hey, excuse me. I'm just grinding. Oh, it's a party up to six, I see. Alright, last call for the World of Warcraft thing. Thank you. And then we'll do, I'll do the countdown. The only MMOs I tried was, Aura Kingdom being one of them. And then I tried Eden Eternal for a bit. Adventure Quest? I knew about Adventure Quest. I never played it myself, though. I tried anything that was anime. Yeah, I do remember the bot stuff. I would always try to mute them, but they always show up. They're like cockroaches. Aura Kingdom 2 made a sequel, but it's only a mobile game, which makes sense. It's easier to develop mobile-wise. And it's I guess, quote, the future. But I don't know. I don't really want to bother downloading such things on my phone. That's why I don't play Honkai, because I'm not going to get it on my phone. At least with Fire Emblem Heroes, it's simplistic looking, you know? It's just sprites. It's still kind of anime. Oh, Pickle Man, thank you for the C. All right, I'm about to do a countdown, okay? So, oh, I also feel like a sneeze coming up. Ah, honyo. Whew. Yeah, Hero, I actually am liking Heroes, to be honest. Like, there's a lot of cool characters. I have no idea most of them, but if they have a cool design, I look into it. For example, I think the Black Knight from Path of Radiance / Radiant Dawn. It's like, ah, oh, he's cute. Too bad about stuff, but he's cute. but sucks is that he only takes like one step at a time. Like, damn it. All right. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. There's a dude with a sword and a Gaussian blur at the start. Gaussian blur decreases. Now you're looking into his ear. And look at that facial hair. So high tech. So not unpixelated. Chapped lips. He's stabbing to the desert as if it's about to bleed. But little did he know, sand doesn't bleed. He is thinking deeply about something. His grip on his weapon tightening. His eyes closing from fatigue. He thinks of the sun and how it is so hot, so unmoist. He opens his eyes and looks at you. And then he sees Blizzard Entertainment Presents logo. His eyes are so focused on the whooshing sound, and all of a sudden, lightning. Or perhaps, nothing. There's a foot, and then another foot. Ooh, I'm about to smirk. Look at my chapped lips. What do you want, person? You're here to... That's an orc. He's a big orc, dude. He's got big lips. But that is not Shrek. It is not Ogre. Man, looking at these trailers without knowing what's being said is so weird. It's mute. Orc dude approaches. Don't hug me. I don't want a hug. I can deal just fine with myself. Orc approaches closer. He is now standing by his side, but you see, hugs make the world go round. He looks down. He kneels. And he is about to touch sand. It's coarse. It's rough. It gets everywhere. And he is having the most intimate moment with that sand. He closes his eyes and thinks of how sandy, how rough that texture of the sun is. How brightly it burns. And he thinks to himself, oh, that sun is too bright. And then he raises up. He grips his things and he looks at this dude and like, I'm about to hug you, my bro. Let me hug you. Let me touch your shoulder. I'm not ready. I remember this. I'm remembering things. Your orc hands feels too good. I'm not ready for hugs, though. I'm not ready to move on. I don't want a hug from you, I said. I'm just not ready to open up. The orc looks sad at him. He knows that this boy has trauma. And I don't need hugs, that's right. I just want to be left alone. He understands that he is not ready for a hug. But you see, someday, you will have a hug. And if you don't want it now, you can kill me, he says. It's up to you. The boy, he looks at his friend with surprise. The grip on his sword, tightening, or was it loosening? He looks like he's about to cry. He lowers his sword. Orcman smiles faintly, and then gets stabbed by the sun! It is too hot for hugging time. Whew, that sun sucks. Orc dude extends his hand towards boy. Boy looks at him with surprise, grasps his hand, rises, and he says, someday I will hug you, but maybe not today. Orc dude smiles, perhaps? Hard to say with those big-ass lips. Boy continues talking. Orc dude just looks at him, waiting for him to finish talking. Someday you will accept my hug. But I suppose I will wait. They look onwards. Something about a sword. That is a big... What is that? I don't know what that is. Is that a sword? The fuck? Damn, that's the biggest sword I've ever seen. Moon shows up. Or that's a planet. I don't know. It's about to break, though. Oh, that's probably the logo for World of Warcraft. The war went in. The battle for hugs continue. World Soul Saga. Another expansion pack. At the end of this quest, you will get hugs. Pre-purchase your hug today. Alright. Boonster, thank you for the C. I do know about Ikikaishi. I tried it a bit. I had a friend who wanted to try it. I couldn't get into it, though. Pikaman, thank you. Oh, synapse, that sounds painful. I made it 30 times, but what was it about, actually? Something about, like, what was the point of the sun? Sometimes I saw some subtitles, but for the most part, what was the sun thing? Why were they hurting? It's not, it didn't turn BL midway. It was already BL to begin with. What was the other stuff you wanted to look into? Misa, thank you for the SC. what else? So we did World of Warcraft. We could do the Suicide Squad one. Let me look that up. Eric, thank you. Let me look this one. Alright, I'ma do... Let's see how long this trailer is. We should probably do the official one. Which would be the Warner Bros. Because they warned your bros. And you just didn't take their warning seriously. Oh, the sun's the voice of the planet? Oh, that's a shitty-ass voice if they keep getting hurt from it, then. Shift Fighter! Well, I hope you enjoy the world of hugs. Alright, next one we're gonna do is Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. Official Justice League trailer with no more heroes. Oh, good luck would work. Odai Genie 590. Or, ooh, I only remember your first letter. Alright, let me spam this again. And then I'll count from 7, because it is odd. Oh wait, this is a collab. I thought it was they just don't have more heroes. Wasn't it No More Heroes like that one Wii game? And then like you make the movement like you're about to slash something, but people made fun of it because it looks like you're doing some other motion that is not meant to be mentioned by people who attend Sunday Mass. Bye synapse, have a good night. Take your time. I will do another thing. That is No More Heroes, right? Or is that not? That is No More Heroes. Okay, there you go. you played it on the Wii. And then you used your Wii as a sword. But to charge your sword, you had to motion it just like a Wii. That's how you recharge a beam sword? I see. I remember I was watching like a review about it and they commented on how that's how you charge it. Oh, it was designed intentionally, you think so? Oh, I see. It was intended by that. Okay, I can commend him for it. It is funny. Alright, I'm gonna count down soon. So, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. Rated M for mature. Ominous laughter happens. There's lightning. There's rain. That's my chest. That's my chest. That's his chest. There's only 4 chests here so far. But all of them are now chestless. We need you, yet your chest did not deliver. Well, you see, no one ever appreciated my chest. That's a green dude. That's a shark boy. I think that's the wrong movie. Batman's about to shoot his gun. Green Lantern shows up. Flash is doing Flash things. Superman's fucked up. Batman now has powers. There's a thing that looks like a shark. Amazon woman's doing kinky stuff with Flash, it seems. Don't know why. Flash is like, yeah, hell yeah, let's go. Girl has shark dude. Girl jumps. She's now super... Sorry, not Superman. She's now Spider-Man. Shark boy shows up. Beats the shit out of this thing. Dude does some weird moves. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Batman appears. Superman has not had a good day. Girl shows up. Green Lantern's about to beat the shit out of you. But what the hell? Green Lantern has guns? When the fuck did that happen? I thought he just fights with lanterns. Oh, damn. Green Lantern just died. Flash is fast. This dude is vlogging. Hell yeah. He's about to post things on YouTube. What's her face? Shark shows up. Flash does flashy things. Oh, I don't even know who that is. Green Lantern's shooting you with guns. Man, that's pretty OP, Shark Boy says. Not on my watch. Other dude shows up. Mask Marauder. The Justice is coming, and they're coming for you. But are you good enough to make them come for you? Because that's a lot of things happening on the screen. Oh, the Gossamer Man shows up. His underwear's in the wrong spot. Suicide Squad. Kill the Justice League. 020224. Pre-order and you get outfits. Oh, I think I know that game, Roberto. Whoa, what did I do? What did I do? I did something. It's just pre-order, guys. It's just a pre-order comment. Let's see. I think the next one we need to do is Stalker. Do 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 do. All right, let me look for the Stalker one. Oh wow, this is recent. This is from actually, there's two trailers. I'm gonna assume this is the official channel though, from the game world. I don't know which one's the official one for this. Is this the developer channel? Let me browse through. This looks like a giant, long-ass intro, really quick. Let's do the 11 months ago one. I'm still checking. Which trailer should I do? I don't know much about Stalker, so I don't know which channel to look for it. There's GameSpot, there's Xbox, there's IGN, and GSC Game World. Any recommendations, or it don't matter? Yeah. Does anyone recommend, like, which channel to watch it from, or it don't matter? Games World? Okay. Let me... hold up. One of those things I let it rip is on my bed. Oh, that is the dev thing. All right, we'll do it from the main channel. We give them views. Let me type this really quick. Hopefully it's the first result. But just in case, let me make sure. Oh yeah, the first result from GSC Game World. That's what we're going to do. From GSC Game World. Have a good sleep, Meadows. Thank you for dropping by. Hope you had fun. We'll do the main channel, though. Just cause. Do 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 do. Alright, everyone ready? I don't know much about the Stalker series. It's not like it's a Stalker dude. But it's like, Stalker's probably an acronym, right? Shuri talks a lot. Kind elephants. Razors. Shuri talks a lot. I got stall down. What is K-E-R? What does K-E-R mean? Hmm. It thinks about stalking people. Is it really? It must be an acronym for something, right? It was good. Yeah, I was doing so well. And then the elephant showed up and beat the shit out of me. Oh, it's not mainstream. Oh. I didn't know that. I thought it was mainstream. Like, I just know it exists. It's a weird-ass acronym. I know. At least, like, bra is, like, battle-ready armor. Alright. Last call for this one. It's a strained acronym. Oh. What's strained about it? Does it have a sore throat? Did it use up its muscles? Oh, scavengers. Trespassers, adventurers, loners, killers, explorers, and robbers. Is it really? What if we change the first one to Shiori? Let's just change the first one for Shiori. Yeah, just change S to Shiori. Let's go with that. Alright, last call. Okay, I'm about to count down. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. This is likely immature for 17 and older, but sure, your mental age is definitely a lot younger. There's the door to the game world. You go in this, and then you enter a game world. Well, what kind of game world is that? I don't know, but rise up. I'm about to come near you, and I'm gonna talk in your face. And you know what? I think you're looking mighty fine, my friend. But not as fine as me. You see this? You see my Adam's apple? Fuck yeah. Look at this Adam's apple. But you know what? Check out this Adam's apple. That's right. This one's bigger than yours. This one actually shoots bullets. What can your Adam apple do, huh? Nothing. That's right. I'm about to dismantle this Adam's apple, and then I want you to see that you have nothing. This you see here is a bullet. This is the last bullet that they gave me. It's a bullet for my Valentine. You see that? That's a TV. You see that chair? I think you do dentistry in there. You're gonna sit in that chair, and you're gonna have good fucking teeth if I say so myself. And you wanna see this teeth, man? Fuck yeah. Some good ass teeth. You wanna see that teeth with a scope? Hell yeah. Let's go. They're into the battlefield now. The battlefield to find the next dentist, the last dentist. But you see, the quest for the dentist is a difficult one, my lad. You're gonna have to go through a lot of things. You're gonna have a scope. You're gonna have to sit. You're gonna have to shoot. That dude? Fuck his teeth. Yours is better. This dude? He has such a good suit. Damn right I do. Look at this suit. You know what else? I'm having a suit for you too. But this suit, no match for this bullet. This bullet will demolish that suit. I like this bullet. It's a bullet from my Valentine. Really good band, if I say so myself. But this is now yours, because you're my Valentine. This is your bullet. And I'm gonna walk away into the darkness, because I don't have a bullet for my Valentine anymore. No, I just have Stalker 2. Coming to the first quarter of 2024, pre-order now. Pre-order your bullets today. Blitzer, thank you for this. Man, I wonder how, like, timed this is. It'd be so cool if someone could time it at the right thing. It's a shell casing? Oh, fuck. I do not know bullets. A movie review? I don't think I can ever show a movie, though. I'll think about it. I don't think I'd be very bad at movie reviews, though. I just don't think I would take them seriously, is the thing. I think the next one was Little Kitty, right? Little Kitty, Big City. Or more like, Little Kitty, I'm gonna shit on your city. Oh yeah, I did want to play this game. Okay, let me give you the first thing. This is gonna be the last thing we're gonna react to. It is time for the curfew to begin. Here you go. Thank you, Zippo. I'm glad you like it. It's a little bit difficult to do, I think. eventually my vocabulary, my little few vocabulary loops. It's a very cute game. Oh, let me copy the thing again. Little kitty, big city, and big ass carpets. There you go. Alright, then I'll do a third roll call later. Not this household. You know, it's like that thing where they say, like, as long as you're in this household, it's our rules. I think it's fair, though, to be honest. That's why I have a friend. She usually asks for advice, right? The way you live your life, as long as you are in that household, you cannot do a thing. That's just how it is for some cultures. So, you better keep your secrets to yourself. If there's something that's going to start a lot of conflict, you better keep it a secret until you're out. That's just a Shiori advice, though. Winkle, thank you for becoming a novel knight. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's actually sound advice. I mean, like, it's probably like like very angy advice. Not angy, but like you wouldn't like the advice, you know. You'd want to state your feelings. But it really depends. Depends on what kind of culture you have. So if you feel like it will not end well, I would suggest don't say anything until you're out. This is my theory. This is my thinking, though. It helps avoid conflict and issues. Because It can get rough, probably. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, you gotta be careful. Of course, it depends on your relationship with things, you know. Some cultures, it totally works. Some cultures, not so much. Okay, last one. Last roll call. And I'm about to count down now. So, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. Nintendo Switch. And I'm a cat, and I'm gonna rock your world, meow. You're a little kitty, lost in the big city. I'm a cat with green eyes, cause I'm actually Green Lantern in disguise, and you need to find your way home, urgently. I'm a cat, though, and I'm gonna do cat-like things like beat the shit out of you urgently. Very urgently. I'm gonna get in this box, and I'm gonna shit in it super-duper. Shitting on here. Urgently. Eventually. Question mark? I'm gonna shit in this hole. I'm gonna shit in this fish. Everything is gonna be in my toilet. Oh, for the love of... I'm a cat. That's Navi. That's a bird. That's Risa. I'm gonna beat the shit... Sorry. I love birds. I love drill birds. Let's go. Oh, I just adopted a bunch of four things. Are you a small dog or a big mouse? I'm a fucking cat. That's what I am, you. Bow bow. Bow bow on this. I got hats. What do you got? Nothing. Bow bow. I'm gonna ruin your plants. You're lost in the big city. And you'll find your way home eventually. Oh, that reminds me of how my cats used to die on my laptop. They used to... I'll tell you that later. My cats, when they were younger, they would lick each other's things. And I was like, well, not lick each other's things. They are sucking on it. I don't know, man. But they were trying to do this habit where if they had a mom, this is what they would do with the mom. But they didn't have the mom, you know? And I'm not a fucking cat, and I'm not gonna let them do shit to me. So they used to imitate the act of suckling the milk, but I think in with each other. So I had to constantly stop them. I'd be like, Pepper, Salt, you better stop that. I did not want BL in this household. So I remember I used to complain about it all the time. I used to like look into like how do I stop my crazy cat children from suckling on each other. I was super concerned because like what if they suck too hard or something? Cause they're technically orphans. Those cats are orphans. They didn't have the mom to give them like milkies, so they kind of latch on to the next thing, and that is apparently each other's. things, I think. Pickle Man, I hope you enjoy your pre-order. Eventually they stopped, they grew out of it. But I remember those days. I remember I was very concerned. I was like, this ain't natural! Salt, pepper, I need to educate you on things. This is not how it should be. So I had to keep them separated. I had to stop them when they were about to do the deed. I was like, I don't want BL happening right in front of me. Not for my freaking cat children. They used to do that with blankets? Man, I wish mine did it with blankets. They did it with each other. Dog did the same too. Aww. Hey, it's educational. It's educational. So, if you have a pet and they don't have, they're orphans. And if they start suckling on each other, it's because they're trying to imitate the natural instinct to suckle duckle on those teats. Dun, 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 dun. Wow. No bonks today. Look at that, guys. I'm like an A+ student. It's educational. No, it's real. It's real. Trust me. I mean, it only works on orphan animals. Wait. That makes me wonder things. But I don't really want to Google that. It's like, if it's a natural instinct for animals to find the nearest thing for like the milkies. No, but we have binkies. We have binkies for that shit. Wait, couldn't I have bought them a binky? I don't want them to choke on it, though. We got binkies. Wait, that's why we have binkies? That's why it exists? Oh, wow! I just realized binkies exist for that. Whoa, that's mind blown. I didn't realize it was because of that. What? Wow, that's amazing. I just put two and two together. My world just expanded. My domain expansion, guys. Wow, I thought it was just like, oh, that's why it's shaped like that too. The milk bottles. Whoa, wow, that's why it's shaped like that. Whoa, I just learned something. I just realized something. Oh, wow. Oh, binkies are like that little thing that's pointy, pointy shaped that is supposed to resemble teeth, but T-E-A-T, not T-E-T-H. Well, that's why it exists. Because they need to, like, you know, if you... I guess if you're flat, I don't know. No, you still have it even if you're flat. Jeez, babies are complicated. Eric, thank you for the thing. Binky is a trademark. Oh, it's a pacifier. Yeah, that's a pacifier. Are those not called binkies? I thought they were binkies. What the fuck are binkies? What are binky? Binkies? What are? It is a pacifier called a binky or a wookie. Isn't a wookie that thing in Star Wars? You want to suckle on that Wookiee? Oh, wait, is not that a Wookiee? That's not a Wookiee, is it? That's a Chewbacca, isn't it? That's not a Chewbacca, is it? Is it a Wookiee? Which one? Which one is it? Tell me. Is it... What is that thing in Star Wars? The big furry boy. The thing that looks like... They're both? They are? Wait, what? Which one? It's not the Chewbacca, right? It is the Wookiee. Okay, so they're the same thing? Chewie? I'm thinking Whoopi. Who's that? Is it not the Wookiee? Koda, thank you for becoming a page. Chewbacca is a Wookiee. Oh, okay. So I'm fine. I didn't mess it up. Chewie is the nickname. Chewie is also like a pet food brand, I feel. Chewbacca, that sounds like a Rebecca. Okay, I didn't mess anything up then. See? I'm A-okay. At least I didn't call it a chupacabra, you know? If I call it a chupacabra, I think you guys sort of killed me. You guys sort of destroyed me, like chupacabra on this Shiori. Okay, I best head out. Thank you for spending time with me. By the way, Chewy is online. Oh, okay. I know Chewy then for the pets. Hey, Chewy, Chewapakra, Chewapaka, Chewo the Frick. All right, you guys have a very Chewy Wookie day. I learned pacifiers today. That's why they exist. It is to emulate that part of the chesticles. And that is a natural instinct to happen. Amazing. Mother Nature, you are crazy. Jose, thank you for the SC. And Andy, have a good night, everyone. I will see you. Hold up. What's tomorrow? Ding with Kiwawa Senpai, Risa, and I believe Ina Senpai tomorrow. Earlier time, usually. And then I think I can do one tomorrow. I'm trying to remember my parents' things for me. I know they wanted to go out for things. I think I can do it. I will let you know. I will do the community post. Alright, I'll see you guys tomorrow at Kiwawa. Have a good night, good morning, pacifier, chihuahuas. Bye-bye, Shiorin!